وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are still looking at justice being a pillar, or at least one of the pillars and foundations of a human rights. And the champion of this pillar of justice is none other than the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi as-salam. We have been speaking about Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi as-salam, and his stand when it comes to justice and creating a sense of human rights in his community and trying to get people to abide by these rights. Now, among the things that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi concentrated on during his life, the fact that when he looked at leadership or government or governance or khilafat or caliphate, as we call it, he gave it a different definition. He gave it a different meaning. To the majority, if not all the rulers and kings and what have you, being a king or being in power, it means that you are the king and people have to serve you. And since you are in power, then everything belongs to you. And we can see the trend still continues until today. And thus, because of this ideology and that mindset, the rights of people gets taken and people lose their human rights. And sometimes they lose their basic human rights. In the eyes of Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, rulership or khilafat does not mean that the ruler should sit on the throne of dignity, strengthen his power, and make his position as a mean of enslaving the people. Amir al-Mu'mineen, on the contrary, he said that if you are in power, then you become the servant of people. Because when people gave you this position or this power to lead and rule them, they gave you that based on the notion that you need to serve them. And we can see the same thing today in our election campaigns, that people who put themselves for election, you'll find they give promises long and wide of things they will do to better the lives of people, things they will change to make your life heaven, and so on and so forth. And most of us, because we are gullible, sometimes we have no other choice, we believe these people. Once they take power, though, all these promises goes to thin air, and the only thing that gets served is themselves. They just work themselves for themselves, and they make people do their work for them, and they just get richer themselves. Their families get richer, their friends get richer, and everyone else is losers. So this is how it works. However, Amir al-Mu'mineen says no. When it comes to justice, you have to give people their rights and you become their servant. Let us take a short break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. And we are still talking about justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam. That Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he looks at power and he looks at taking position, even he himself, he was appointed by Allah as the commander of the faithful, as the leader of mankind after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala. Such a lofty position. A position that sadly was taken from him. And the course of Islam was diverted. Rather, the course of humanity was diverted. We are suffering what we are suffering because the right person was not put into his position. Now, even that being taken from him, he said, I don't mind. As long as I maintain my role in keeping peace, in keeping the Muslim nation going smoothly, if I have to give my power away, give my position away, but I can maintain and I can help people, then I have achieved my goal. When people came to him after the death of the third Khalifa, he refused. He said, I have no need to rule you. What's the point of me ruling you? I'm not seeking power. I'm not seeking wealth. I'm not seeking fame like the ones before me or those who will come after me. I'm very well off. I'm much better. I got less responsibilities. But when they forced him into it, he said, sure, I can lead, I can rule you, but under one condition, that I apply justice. And to a lot of people during the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and even critics until our day today, they looked at Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam as a person who was harsh, as a person who did not, you know, do things the right way. And sadly, such ideology mentality still continues. They do not realize that when Amir al-Mu'mineen said, I want to apply justice and I want to enjoin good and forbid evil and go on the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he was simply saying to them, I will put myself at your service to make sure that every one of you gets his right. I'm not going to create a division or create this level and classes in society where I would glorify some classes because of their lineage, because of their tribe, and I will give others extra because they're close to me and neglect the rest. He said, no, to me, you all will be equal. And with such concept, it did not go very well with a lot of the people at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen because they were arrogant, they were ignorant, they were, as we call them, pagan worshippers. They lived a mentality and a mindset of superiority. I have to be higher and better than the people. So under the government of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that did not exist. So they had to oppose him, they had to fight him, they had to wage wars against him. So for the 4 years and 6 months he was in power, he was constantly trying to battle these people who were raging wars against him, only because he wanted to give people their rights and establish justice. This is Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam. Inshallah, we'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.